All right, fam, it is time to offer up our next guest. It is Lance Boykin from Coastal Carolina. He's a cornerback, if you haven't heard of him before. Lance, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Can't complain. We're excited to be talking to you today because we're big Twitter people, and I've noticed you like that app a little yourself. What's your favorite tweet of all time?
Favorite tweet of all time? Man, I'm a big spiritual person, so I like to tweet out about God and like how what he does in my life and like different verses and things like that. That's probably like the favorite thing I like to tweet.
You also tweeted recently, actually. There was a tweet from, I think, Pro Football Focus that said, who's the most underrated player in this draft? And I forget who they – was it Hendon Hooker they put?
Yeah, I think
they put Hendon Hooker, and you quote tweeted and said, nah, this is me. Why are you the most underrated player in this draft?
Because, like, what I bring to the table is my recognition hasn't matched what I bring to the table as far as, you know, my skill set is just is different for me to be a bigger corner. And I really got that mentality, that dog mentality when they get one-on-one situations. Like, I'm going to win that battle 9 times out of 10. And, you know, I'm just waiting on the world to catch up because I've been doing it for a little minute.
Yeah, we know they will. So with your mentality and with your ability, obviously you've been a football nut your whole life. Who's one cornerback or secondary player that you look to in the NFL where it's like, that's who I'm kind of like? Because we obviously know, you don't need to say it, we know there's only one Lance Boykin, and that's it. But there's got to be one guy that you've looked up to, that you try to model your game after, that you're also excited to play with or play against on the next level.
I think y'all can answer that. It's Jalen Ramsey. Like I say, I feel like my game is a mix between him and Patrick Surtain. The confidence I have is very similar to Jalen Ramsey. Like, I'm not going for anything out there. Like, you're going to have to show me every time.
Are you going to show me every time, or are you going to talk every time too?
Both.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to feel this whole thing I'm about to bring, so. It's going to get real for a lot of people.
There you go.
So day one, you're matched up with any wide receiver. You're impressed. You're playing physical. You're not backing down from anyone.
No, they're going to have to take me off of him. Like, if it was up to me, I'll press every play of the game.
Okay. So press is where you like to be because that's where you take it most personal?
Most definitely. Like, you can't run from me at that point. Like, I'm in your face now.
Yeah, so I never actually played football growing up, but Jack and I both played basketball, and it's like – that's kind of like the isolation in basketball. It's like, screw the play, screw the play call. It's me versus you. Let's see who the dog is. So I do respect that. Who are your top three corners in the league right now?
I say Darius Slay. This is going in no order.
I'm an Eagles fan, so good start.
Yeah, Darius Slay, he had a heck of a season this year. Pat Surtain, he's a little underrated, but I still got him my top three. And then I have to say Sauce, like, to come into the league and do what he's done. You know, as a rookie, that's just special.
I actually,
you know, he's just going to keep getting better from there.
You think that list is perfect?
I actually think those three would have been my three exactly.
I mean, Surtain, like you said, he's super underrated right now by, like, the public. Like, football players know that he's one of the best, but the people don't know about him because he doesn't get a lot of attention in Denver. So who is the number one quarterback you want to intercept in the league right now?
It's crazy because Tom Brady just retired,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, please hold on for one more year. But, man, if I can pick off Pat Mahomes, I'm definitely going to keep that game ball for sure.
Yeah, you'll do something that my Philadelphia Eagles couldn't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Did you grow up a fan of the NFL or a fan of a team specifically, coming from North Carolina?
Most definitely. I grew up a Panthers fan. Actually, one of my neighbors had season tickets, and they always used to invite me to the games, and I got to see, like, Cam Newton play in his prime, you know, back when he was, like, MVP Cam. And that feeling of being in the stands then was just so surreal. It's something that's definitely lasted with me.
So we're about like 3-ish weeks from draft day. Where are the emotions at right now? This is everything you've dreamed of, and it's about to come true, and the job is just about to begin. But How are you able to channel those emotions leading up to draft day and just try and stay focused on fine-tuning the little details in your game and just, you know, going with the flow?
Man, really, it just come to just taking it one day at a time, you know, not looking too far ahead, not, you know, dwelling on the past or things you can't change, but just putting one foot in front of the other, you know, going back to work, attacking work, just working on all the little details and really trying to iron out your game. So that's kind of been more of my focus, because I know once you get drafted, you got to go in there and prove that you are who you say you are. So that's kind of where I've been at, just trying to make sure I'm going to be ready when the time comes. So,
is there a certain team that if they called you on Thursday or Friday that you'd be a little more excited about? A scheme you want to play in? A coach you want to play for? I know you play whoever wants you, but is there a specific team?
Whoever signs that damn check.
That's what I'm saying. Like, whoever paying, man, I'm just excited to play football at the highest level possible. You know, it don't matter what team I go to. Like I said, I just like the ball. So being able to have that opportunity, it's going to be special.
Yes, sir. We're excited to see you there. We talk a lot of this is the Snapback Sports Podcast, but we do often venture off into things that aren't sports. Who is Lance Boykin off the field? What do you do for fun? How do you stay not attached to the game 24/7? How do you kind of disconnect?
I'm a great person off the field. I'm pretty funny. I like to come in rooms. I like to make people smile and laugh. I'm just a great person to be around. I love amusement parks. Like, we have one in North Carolina called Carowinds. And, man, I can spend, like, days after days there just getting on rides and things like that. But yeah, I just love to spend time with my family, you know, get out in nature. I also am a big reader. Like, I'm a little weird. Like, I like to read a few books here and there. So, yeah, I'm pretty diverse. Of course, you got to play the game, too. I'm always in the game.
What are the games right now that you're playing?
I'm playing 2K, Madden, but recently I've been on Fortnite. Like, Fortnite's kind of making a comeback.
Yeah?
Is it a comeback? I feel like that was, like, 5-6 years
ago. Nah, it's. I think they brought the new maps back, or the old maps, right?
Yeah, man, it's... I actually never thought it was a fun game until now, so that's kind of been like my little hobby. I've been playing a little Fortnite.
Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation all day.
Oh my God. I feel like these young kids, they're all PlayStation kids.
I've been to Xbox.
Yeah, Xbox. All right, who's your dream Fortnite squad of any three other people in the world? Because, of course, Juju played with Ninja and Drake. That was kind of the top squad back in the day. If today you could pick three other people in the whole world, football players, family, whoever, who would it be?
Man, I'm riding with my family, my team that I play with now. It'll be me, my cousin. Then I'll probably have my brother. My brother play with me too. But nah, I feel like we could take anybody in that game for real. It don't matter.
Do you think you're good like from a competitive landscape, or you're good like I play in my free time?
Both. Like, I compete in everything I do, so whatever environment you put me in, I'm gonna come out on top.
I like that energy. You're competitive. I can definitely
tell that's the secondary cornerback mentality. You gotta have that type of fuck you mentality. I'm better than you, because at the end of the day, like, you gotta follow where they're going. You gotta line up against them. So I do respect it.
You said you read a little. Does that mean you think you'll be able to pass the very specially curated Snapback Sports Wonderlic test? I mean, we have been told after we've been giving this for years and years. Trayvon Diggs graded highly on here. He turned out pretty well in the league. So
Devon,
yep. There's a lot of guys who've gone through this. I just want to make sure you're ready for it.
Man, I done heard a few mixed reviews about this, so.
All right, well, this is like your typical. I don't think they do the Wonderlic at the combine.
You didn't
anymore,
do it
do
at
they?
The combine, did you?
No, I actually took it at my school. A few scouts came and tested me at my school.
Yeah, you can rip that up and throw it out. Because
yeah,
this,
that means nothing.
This test will determine where the course of your career is going to end up. So we'll start it off. Pay close attention is the advice that I'll give you. Pay close attention to every word that I'm saying, all right? Here we go. Question number one. How many times can you subtract 10 from 100?
10 times.
Maybe, but the answer is once, because when you subtract it from 100, the next time you're doing it, you're subtracting from 90. Feel me?
Wait, say that again.
Because once you subtract 10 once, it's 100 minus 10, then you're at 90. So then you're subtracting it from 90, not 100.
But yeah, we've already took one, so that'll be 110 that's gone. And then in 90, it'll be 9 tens that I can still take away.
Yeah, but the question is, how many times can you subtract 10 from 100?
It's 10 times. Like, I know I'm not tripping.
All right. So,
you know what I respect out of this? Yeah, he's not afraid to challenge. Yeah,
he doesn't back down. All right, let me challenge you then. But why does it stop at 10? Couldn't you subtract 10 another time and then be at negative 10? And then another time, it'd be negative 20?
What are you talking about?
If you you can go into the negatives.
I'm assuming we stop at zero. I mean, I don't see nobody that starts counting from negative 10.
Listen, you definitely got the answer wrong, but the fact that you can come and challenge me and tell me that we're wrong is what we respect the most and what grades out the highest. So question number two, here we go. If two is a company, three is a crowd, what do four and five make?
If two is a company, three is a crowd.
What do four and five make?
Bro.
I'll give you a hint. It's not that deep. It's not as deep as you're making it.
Two is a company, three is a crowd.
What do four and five make?
I don't even know.
The answer is nine. Gotcha.
All right, we keep it rolling.
Oh, this one's
I tough. See how we playing now. I see how
yeah,
we
yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. Now you
you're
got
catching
the idea.
On you're catching on. The opposite of least is most, but what do you put in a toaster?
Toast.
Nah, why would you put toast in a toaster?
You put bread in a toaster, yeah, then it becomes toast.
If you put the toast in, you're just toasting it for longer. All
right.
Here we go. Actually, right. I am right there.
Where can you add 2 to 11 and get 1?
We'll say it again. Where can you add 2 to 11 and get 1?
2 to 11 and get 1?
Where?
There's only one place where if you add 2 to 11, you end up at 1.
In the universe.
Facts. The answer is a clock, but a clock is in the universe, so we'll give it to you.
I like
it. Yeah, I'll take that.
We'll take that. All right. Question four, I believe. Here we go. Jane's dad has three daughters. One is named Beyonce. One is named Kelly. What is the name of the third daughter? I'll say it again. Jane's father has three daughters. Three. One is named Beyonce. One is named Kelly. What is the name of the other daughter?
Beyonce, Kelly, Rihanna.
I'll say it one more time. Jane's father has three daughters.
Wait, James, what?
Jane's father has three daughters.
Beyonce. Oh, Jane.
Yeah, there we go.
We're getting there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is my favorite.
If you haven't realized by now that we're just legitimately fucking with you, then then you'll catch on soon.
All right, this is my favorite question. What word in the dictionary is spelled incorrectly?
How am I supposed to, like, feasibly answer this question?
No, think about it.
Think about it.
What word in the dictionary is spelled incorrectly? See, the thing about it, he's thinking just knowing that we're going to just, like, fuck with him at the end. Well, it's just like, what's this bullshit?
Hey, I could get a hint, though. You can give me a hint.
All right. What word in the dictionary is spelled incorrectly?
Incorrectly. Incorrect.
Exactly.
It's incorrectly. Incorrectly. That's the only word in the dictionary that is actually spelled incorrect. There you go. There we go.
So we're getting the class.
All right, I'm going to place a bet that he gets this question right.
Listen, I'm never going to bet against you, Lance, because after this interview, you're the most confident corner I've ever met. However, considering I'm the one that put this test together, it's my job to make sure that you get it wrong. So I'm going to say that you don't get
it. I'm betting on you.
Don't bet against
me. Last question.
All right.
A man went outside in the pouring rain without an umbrella. Not a single head on his hair got wet. How is that possible?
He had a hood on?
That's a really good answer. Not the right answer.
Okay, all right.
We'll take that. The answer was that he's bald. But honestly, that works.
That works.
So we'll give it to you. So I was wrong. You're right.
All right. I like it. See, this is a good sign. That was a well-done test for me.
But speaking of not a good sign, I have one last question before we let you go. So I took a little bit of a deep dive into your profile, your draft profile. And I always find it funny when these guys who just write articles on websites and never played a down of football in their life think that they know the ins and outs of the game and everything. How are your hips? You stretch them? Because one of the bullshit-ass weaknesses on your draft profile was, you know, he has tight hips. And I always think to myself, it's like they said Joe Burrow had small hips.
Well, I want to know who was rubbing up on Lance's hips.
Who felt your hips?
Did he feel your hips? This guy?
Nah, he obviously didn't, because if you pay attention to any type of football that I'm involved in, like, go look at the combine. Like, my hips are amazing. Like,
pause.
It's a reason that you check it. But nah, it's a reason like my reps was going viral on Twitter. Like, how do I have bad hips? Like, what are you talking about? But I ain't even. That's why I don't read that type of stuff. Like I said, when I get into a team, like, the whole world gonna know it's something.
I can't wait.
Listen, man, we're hoping to have you in Philadelphia.
You got me fired up sitting over here, which is that's crazy energy through a wall, through a screen. I'm excited. We'll let you roll. Shout out your socials real quick so people can follow you from the beginning.
Oh yeah, Twitter it's LanceB_1. On IG it's LanceB_7. One day I'm gonna be the best corner in the league. Facts. Mark my words.
Let's go.
And one day when you are the best corner of the league, you're gonna come back on this show and you're gonna retake this test and we'll see if we can do a little better this time. All right, you make that promise to me, all right? Lance,
Let's do it. It's
a pleasure having you on.
Appreciate it.
We're wishing the best for you. Best of luck at the next level. Best of luck on draft night. We're very excited to follow you on your journey. We appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Lance.
Be good.
Talk to you.